Stelling poll. Of course Boris is right to boycott Channel 4's hashtag fake news green debate. By James Stelling poll on November 28, 2019. Hashtag Boris the Coward is trending on UK Twitter. Well, of course it is. Social media is controlled by the left in the latest leftist trope. As the Corbynistas kids would call it, because it's a clever word they all learned on their gender studies course at uni. Is that Boris Johnson is a great big coward for refusing to participate in a debate on climate change staged by the hard-left fake news station Channel 4. Boris is, of course, quite right to have turned down this opportunity. Had he accepted, it would have shown him to be so stupid as to be quite unfit to win this general election. First, Channel 4 is toxic. The few people who remain in its dwindling audience are so insanely left-wing that not one of them could ever be persuaded to vote for Boris even if he guaranteed them world peace, free anal solar radiation treatment and a lifetime supply of vegan cutlets. Second, it won't be a debate but a race to the green bottom, which scientifically illiterate, hysterically gibbering, virtue-signaling politician can make the most unaffordable promise. Already, we've seen the dismal effects of this game played out on the campaign trail. Boris, my party will take Britain net zero by 2050 and make every car electric. Corbyn, Labour will do it by 2040 and plant 1 billion trees, if there's any space between all the wind farms we've got planned. Loony Greens, will do it by last week, and replace every car with a shiny bicycle made from recycled hemp, tofu and organic pubes. Boris's mistake is not that he is refusing to walk into this gigantic elephant trap. His mistake is to have listened to his bird's pillow talk and to the more gullible green elements in his cabinet. That'll be you, Govey, and attempted to engage in green politics in the first place. It is a game no conservative can ever hope to win. Not because conservatives aren't, in fact, superb conservationists, but because the game is rigged. I'll leave it to Ben Pyle to explain how it works and why conservatives will always lose. It's so depressing, isn't it? Such an unforced error. If only they had me as their climate advisor. Or better still, Nigel Farage.